Axis Mundi.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Money Maker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than 88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Money Maker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to an Irreverent podcast. Visit irreverent.fm for more content from our amazing lineup of creators. Welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty at the University of San Francisco. Our show is hosted in partnership with the CAP Center, UCSB, and I'm here today with my co-host.
I'm Dan Miller, Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought at Landmark College. Always nice to see you, Brad, even if it's early on the West Coast, but you have an infant, so you've probably haven't slept in three weeks.
Yeah, time is a flat circle. Like if you thought time was a flat circle because of a pandemic and everything else we've been through, then having the baby in there is like, whew, who knew? Dan, I was thinking this week that we often, you know, I think we're often considered the like very straight-laced, buttoned-up, serious podcast of like a certain genre. You know, like we're always talking about heavy things, and other podcasts do such a good job of letting people into the lives of their hosts, and like, you know, they share these things about themselves. So I just thought I should probably do some of that today just to like, you know, I'm sure people, when they listen to this, it's hard not to think that we have like glamorous lives, Dan, you know, like when you and I are just living our normal day to day, it's just not like other people, right? I mean, we're celebrities, you know, we have a niche podcast. We work at niche universities. If you can't hear the sarcasm in my voice, friends, please, neither Dan nor I are celebrities, nor are we, important, but, I just want to give people a window into like the very sexy, intrepid Indiana Jones sort of nature of my life as a professor, as a writer. You know what I mean? It's just it's very alluring. So I have a newborn who's just 5 months now, and so she goes to bed about 8 o'clock every night. And when that happens, I'm usually like, you know, I'm gonna stay up for a while and get a little crazy, maybe 8:30. I may stay up till 8:30, maybe 8:45. And, you know, recently my obsession has been reading the Commissaire Maigret novels by the Belgian author Georges Simenon. And so I've been reading all these French detective novels in French. And that's what I do for about half an hour before bed. And what is great, Dan, about reading French so often is you get to notice all of these linguistic things you never noticed before. So let me just give you a couple, right? Simenon, in these detective novels, uses the reflexive verb quite often, se taire, right? And it means to like shut up and just look. And it occurs to me, Dan, that this is where we get the English word stare, right? Se taire, stare. I haven't looked that up, but it has to be true. Another example, Simenon uses the reflexive verb quite often, se plonger, right? And that means to wipe your brow, right? To basically mop up sweat from your brow or your lips or your face, whatever. Se plonger, sponge, Dan, sponge, right? Are you with me? There's a French verb that means to move, bouger, right? And it occurs to me as I'm reading, this is where we get boogie. Why would you say, hey, do you want to go boogie? Like, do you want to dance? You know, there's a French word briser, which means to break. And it occurs to me that this is where we get the word breeze. Anyway, I don't know if any of this is true, but when I'm living my very sexy, intrepid life at 8:30 p.m. before I go to bed, these are the things I think about. So you're welcome, everyone. You've now got a window into my life. I feel like a YouTuber. I feel like an Instagram influencer now. Anyway, Dan, I hope that you feel like you have a little bit more of an illumination of just the kind of very glamour that saturates my being. Does that?
Nothing says living on the edge like reading French language novels. So
yeah,
we are all sort of envious of that now. So,
yeah, no, yeah. Detective novels nonetheless. From the night,
I just want to know if you still actively refer to boogieing, like if you're edgy enough that that is still a word that you use in English. I think that's the real question that is concerning everybody at this point.
No comment. Okay, no comment. And if you ask that again, I'm going to turn this podcast off. All right. Another thing I want to talk about, way more serious, is this weekend marks the 80th anniversary of Executive Order 9066, which for Japanese Americans is infamous. It is the executive order 80 years ago that FDR put into place to put Japanese and Japanese Americans into camp. 120,000 folks overall, a number of my relatives. And I was about 8 or 9 the first time we visited camp, in Japanese American circles. And when you refer to camp, that's what that means. So remember, we were driving home from a fishing trip and Dad took us to Manzanar for the first time. And anyway, it feels like it's a long time ago, but there are still people who in my family who went to camp who are alive and who remember that. And the specter of it hangs over us. So needed to mention that as well. All right. Today, Dan, we're going to talk what's going on in Ottawa and Christian nationalism. The Christian nationalist tropes are loud and clear. We're going to talk about a disinfo campaign on the right related to, surprise, surprise, Hillary Clinton. And then we'll talk about Charlie Kirk and the Super Bowl and the poor guy Charlie Kirk who witnessed what he called sexual anarchy at the Super Bowl. And so we'll get into some of that in a minute. All right, let's talk Freedom Convoy, quote unquote. Now, I think all of you are aware of the story. Some of our Canadian friends, if you're listening, you've reached out this week. Appreciate your emails and your comments and your help there. Lots going on here, but one of the things I wanted to just make sure we cover today, Dan, is we hinted at this last week, but it's really become clear through some great work by a couple of scholars that the Christian nationalist tropes and the Christian nationalist themes are really kind of the integrating force of what's happening up in Canada, at least in terms of linking them to an international network and providing financial support. So I say this because over the last week, there have been Jericho marches every day folks in this Freedom Convoy up in Ottawa, okay? They walk around. Sometimes they walk around government buildings. They bear Canadian flags, they sing hymns, they recite the Lord's Prayer, they blow shofars. This should sound familiar, Dan. This is what happened the night before January 6th. It happened back in December 2021, excuse me. No, December 2020. Good Lord, time is a flat circle. Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.